Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Jen.
Hey, what did you get up to last week? Did you make any plans for summer yet? I know we talked about that last week because it was the first day of summer, and it really got me thinking a lot more about my goals and being a little bit more on top of these habits and tracking them. And I've thought about it. I want to be outdoors more. I even came across a stat that kind of reinforced this for me. Did you know that over 90% of our lives is spent indoors? That's in our homes, in other residences, restaurants, offices, schools, even in forms of transportation, whether that's planes, trains, or automobiles. Less than 10% of our lives is spent outdoors. Granted, 26 years of our lives, if the average person lives to 75 years, is spent asleep. And for the most part, I do expect people to be sleeping indoors. But it still got me thinking that I want to be outside more. I don't think that I really want to have such a small amount to be spent in nature, in the beach, in parks. Because this is a place that I really enjoy. Think about that. We always say, how about get some sunlight or fresh air? Specifically for me, it's the salty air that I just adore. So I'm making a habit of spending more time outside, and I'm tracking my progress with the Motivate Me Book Club Habit Tracker. But it begs the question, why should we even track a habit? Why should we bring attention to it? Well, there's a sense of accountability that it instills. We make a commitment to ourselves that we're going to do something. And every day that we check it off is saying, yes, I'm committed. And every time we miss it, it's kind of a reminder that, hey, you got to keep trying. And there's a sense of measurement too. You could see how far you're progressing. And if it's easier or harder or it's not working out, it's a way to measure that. Also, it's a time for reflection. You know, you look at where you've come from and how far you've gone, and also a sense of achievement, right? Like when you've done an entire month of a habit and that's kind of making it more automatic, you feel really good about yourself for that commitment. Well, I feel like we should also be understanding what the habit is even doing. It's in that bigger picture of how it relates to goals. Goals in our lives could be organized into categories to make them more specific for the habits so that we could see how they support them. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about making categories for the goals that are based on areas of interest. I don't want it to be separated into that professional, personal life, you know, work and then play. Life is life, and it's all encompassing. But we can focus it into areas of interest. I like thinking of things positively about what I like in my life, what interests me. And that's where my goals are going to fall under, and therefore my habits as well. A recent podcast that I came across, thanks to one of my friends, was by Ed Milet. And it's about the truth with work-life balance. The truth is that we just have to be present. Whatever you're doing, do it. Be there in that moment. Something is always going to have to wait, right? If you're at work, you gotta work. And I know that thoughts will come in your head of what you're gonna do after work, what you're gonna do in the weekend, what are you gonna do this summer vacation that you've got coming up. But until you're at that summer vacation, you have to be present with the work that you're doing. And then when you're planning for your vacation, then take the time to do that. Don't feel guilty. Don't be at work planning your vacation and now feeling, oh, you know, I should be working, but I really want to go on vacation. You're just going to have this fight with yourself. When you're hanging out with friends, you don't want to be thinking about work. So when you're at work, you get the job done. It makes it easier. The truth really is that there is no work-life balance where one and then the other kind of evens out. Whatever you're doing, that's your focus at that time. That's something we'll always be waiting, and there will always be more to do than can be done. That's the truth of it all. Well, with that in mind, then it's easier to focus. And the point of the Motivate Me Book Club Habit Tracker is to track intentional habits. Be present in that habit tracking. recognize and understanding the why behind what we're doing on a daily basis really makes sense, don't you think? We're tracking habits for a reason, right? So we want to have better habits. We want to maybe replace habits. We might want to lose a habit. But why is that? Think about what you want in life. How does that support it? Have you written your life vision statement? Have you thought about how you want people to remember you or see you or say about you once you're gone? That's something that we've thought about and I've had in workshops before at my part-time job at Lululemon in a vision and goals workshop. They asked us to imagine our best life. And then they worked on helping us figure out a plan and goals that support that. So I think that's a good way to do it too. Your life vision is how your best life would be. From this area of feeling and visualizing, this is where you could write down these important areas of interest. I wrote down an overall sense of health and wealth. For me, with my life vision, it's healthy and wealthy. And from there, I subdivided categories even further. I wrote down mental health, physical health, family, income, travel experiences, and possessions. Those are in no order of importance. That's just sort of how it came out. And yeah, I do believe in possessions. If I want to have a Maserati and a Tesla and a boat, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. They're things that I enjoy and they're just as important to me as eating organic food and doing 2 or 3 races a year with running. I believe that there's a reason for everything that people do. And if we can just identify them, then, you know, that's great. And these subcategories, when I started writing them out, I drew lines between which ones I thought related to my health and which ones related to wealth. And I literally ended up drawing a line from each one to both of those bigger overarching ones. So it's all encompassing. The more that I travel and have experiences that are humbling with other cultures and foods and just eye-opening to different ways of thinking and ways of life, that creates a healthier perspective for me. My mental health is really great from learning from all of these other places. And the more that I contribute to my well-being with yoga, the more that I get to do yoga, I consider myself more wealthy. Yoga enriches my life, and there's not necessarily a dollar sign associated with that, but it relates to my overall well-being, and I believe that is being as valuable as money. So in these sub-areas where they kind of connect to all these things, I thought that my habits could also be supportive of these goals. When these goals that we have get categorized, we can define them clearly by using a SMART goal mapping technique. Have you heard this acronym before? SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. When we can word our goal in a better way, it makes it easier to understand and to really focus and dedicate ourselves to them. But the big goal might not be really easy to take steps with. So that's why the habit tracker that I've developed is super intentional. If you think of this, the part of the goal journey, by making SMART goals, it answers the questions of what is the goal doing? How are you going to do it? When is it going to happen? And really? Is this really something we should be doing? Well, this puts it into a perspective. It puts it into an area of interest to answer that question then. Why? Why do you want to have this goal? Does it support your mental health, your physical health, your family, your income, your travel experiences, your possessions, your health, wealth, your overall life vision? What does that do for you? Your subcategories could look completely different than mine, but these are just the ones that I've kind of found for myself. And again, they do overlap and connect. Well, I think that by having a goal written on the habit tracker and then a habit below, we can then be more identifiable on our progress towards completing goals. So, what you have to do is try to figure out a little bit of a match game. What you could do is start from the top down and say, for this goal, I should have these kinds of habits. Or you could work from the bottom saying, hey, for these habits, that could work for these goals by doing this, by doing this, by doing this. It's either a build up or breakdown process if you take those different ways. But for now, to make a real just high level connection, you can draw lines between them. Make a column list of goals, and then next to it, a column list of your habits. And then draw lines between a goal and a habit, or a goal to several habits, or several habits to one goal. You can find that there is a lot of interconnectedness, and maybe a habit supports more than one goal, or one goal requires many habits to do it. But either way, it's all up to you how you want to arrange it. But being intentional with your habits to track them on that daily progress will make you feel even better that you're getting closer to succeeding and achieving some of these goals that you have. And why is this such a good time for it? Because July 1st is just around the corner. Oh my gosh, we are right here. We are ready for another month of habit tracking. We like to start things fresh. A month always gives that opportunity. So here we go. We could do this over a weekend to really identify some of these SMART goals and habits that relate to them. So back to being outdoors more. How does that relate for me? Well, something I'm trying to do is be more mindful. I like to have exploring mindfulness. And that also has to do with how I react to situations and to have a better control of my reactions. 90% of life is is how we react to the 10% that actually happens to us that we can't control. So what that means is that, again, with these stats, we can control 90% of our life because it's about how we choose to react to them. In the way that we think, speak, and act, we can do a lot. That's a lot of control. But I don't think I bring awareness to that. And that's being mindful that I can choose to react better, that I can choose to feel better. I have that mental capacity to do so. The 5-second rule has been helping to interject into that point. But when I break it down even further, that, I want to practice mindfulness, and I know I'm not wording it in the SMART goal sentence, but being outdoors gives me a sense of calm. It's where I can break up the madness for me. By spending more time outside, I feel zen, tranquility. If I'm around trees and I just even hear the sound of birds, I feel so much better. There's an effect that nature has that I know other people feel, but it's hard to articulate sometimes. And my happiest place is the ocean. Being in the water, there's nothing better for me. Seeing fish, dolphins, oh my gosh, I'm just over the moon. Now, I can't do that every day. I would love to. But my habit is to spend at least 10 to 15 minutes, it's kind of like the min-max that I have to, outside intentionally. Maybe that's leaving my house a little bit early and taking a bit of a walk before I get to my car to go to work. Whatever it is, I just want to spend a little bit more time because then that intentional building of this habit, I believe, will help me establish a better way of peacefulness in my daily life so that I can always return to that feeling when I need to react better, when I want to control that 90%, when I want to practice more mindfulness. So that's my baby step. It could be a lot. Who knows? What if it's raining outside? What if it's inclement weather? How do I still appreciate that? Well, that's my challenge. That's what I'm going to figure out. And if you want to know more, then you can ask me. Ask me how it goes in August, how that well that habit was tracked. Well, here you go, folks. You've got a challenge for yourself. We've got another book, The One Thing, So if you're looking for that to be part of your own habit to read more, well, we've got that opportunity for you, and that could be pretty good. It could be about reading 10 to 15 minutes of the one thing a day. So grab your copy of that on audiobook, start reading, listening, whatever it is. And also let me know how your habits are going. Let's check in and see how they go for the month of July. Good luck to you guys, and happy reading, happy goal and habit tracking, and happy kicking ass at achieving your dreams.
Today's episode is brought to you by My Virtual Healthcare. Take control of your healthcare right in the palm of your hands. Have access to a doctor 24/7, have no waiting room times, or any extra fees. It does sound too good to be true, but it's your healthcare, your virtual healthcare. Go to my-virtualhealthcare.com to find out more and even sign you and your family up today. That's my-virtualhealthcare.com. This has been the Motivate Me Book Club presented by Pineapple Gen. Thank you for joining. We'll see you next week.